Home builders are so sensitive to higher interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Gas prices are down, food prices are up, and the Commerce Department just released new data today showing retail sales for July were overall flat, unchanged from June. Retail chain stores say we are shifting how we spend. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Target this morning said profits were down 90% from the same period a year ago. The retailer is discounting discretionary items, apparel and electronics, items consumers wanted earlier in the pandemic but are now doing without as essentials cost more. By contrast, Walmart yesterday reported a 6.5% increase in same-store sales as more customers leaned on the retail giant to save money on household staples such as groceries. Lowe's this morning reported same-store sales were down 0.3% in their last quarter, a sign consumers are cutting back on home improvement projects. But competitor Home Depot announced record quarterly profits. Its merchandise mix is said to be more focused on professional contractors, where higher prices are still getting passed on to consumers. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Some of the flat retail sales were the lower gas prices factored in. As for the wider market, down music. The Dow is down 207 points, or 0.6%. The S&P 500 index is down 0.8%, checking the latest NASDAQ down 1.2%. Later today, the detailed notes on the Federal Reserve's last monetary policy meeting will be released and then scoured for clues about what is next. We're continuing to follow the sharp drop in construction of new single-family homes, with housing starts falling nearly 10% in July, month to month. That data can be volatile, but this is third month in a row that new construction has slowed, as our central bankers intend as they raise rates to pop the inflation bubble. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
The slowdown in new home construction is another sign that the housing market is cooling, with home prices and mortgage rates both high.
Housing affordability has plunged to the lowest levels that we've seen since the late 1980s.
Gregory Dacko is chief economist at EY Parthenon.
That has led to a pullback in home buying activity. And with a bit of a lag, we're starting to see home building activity starting to fade.
Fewer people are willing to commit to buying a new home that's still under construction right now, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
Builders are becoming very cautious because they are seeing rising inventory.
In the short term, Daniel McHugh at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says this could be a good thing for some buyers.
Because builders will have to lower prices in the face of this declining demand.
But long term, he says, if there's not a significant increase in the number of homes being built, home prices, which are now at record highs, will just keep rising. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The rising cost of living is especially acute in lower-income countries. Stephanie Hegarty, with our newsroom partner, the BBC, has been talking to people on two continents, Peru and Nigeria, about what measures they're taking to keep their families, communities, and businesses afloat given these prices.
Overlooking the foggy city of Lima in Peru, Justina Flores is clambering up a craggy hill and trying to figure out what to cook today.
These days, everything has gone up in price. The only thing that hasn't gone up is our salaries.
She cooks for 75 people in her community. During the pandemic, Justina and her neighbours, cooks, cleaners, nannies and gardeners, serving the city below, were out of work. So they pooled what food they had. Now, lockdown is over. But in Peru, as everywhere else, energy and fertilizer prices have pushed up the cost of food.
So today I had lentils, tuna and rice, but what can I do with that? Then a neighbor called me and said, I have this bit of meat, take it. Because she worked in a soup kitchen today and they gave it to her. So that's how I made the fried rice, thanks to her.
Food inflation in Peru is at 11%, just a little higher than the UK. But here, people have to spend a quarter of their income on food. And in some places, the problem is even more extreme. In Nigeria, baker Emmanuel Onura has had to let go of 305 of his 350 staff.
My cost is increasing. My revenue cannot match the cost. So just running on a loss.
He relies on imports for almost everything he uses. But he can't raise his prices because people just can't afford it. Nigerians, on average, spend 60% of their income on food. As the head of a major baker's association, Emmanuel organised a four-day shutdown in July to protest a lack of government support. He believes up to 500,000 bakers took part. But little has changed.
How can materials be increasing every 2 weeks? You know, as an industry, so many bakeries have gone extinct. How do they fend for their families?
That was the BBC's Stephanie Hegarty reporting there. And officials at London's Heathrow Airport are now expecting the crunch to continue. That airport had put a cap on the number of passengers it's allowing through. The 100,000 a person a day cap has now been extended from early September through now the late part of October. The airport hasn't recruited enough staff, including baggage handlers. And the most popular brand? What are you thinking? Pepsi, Crest toothpaste, maybe Jeep? By one measure, it's Kirkland, the store brand at Costco. That story is set for the half hour of Marketplace later today. Listen in. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.